I'm writing this on New Year's Eve, taking a break from packing. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, I'm headed to Arkansas for a month-long adventure to spend time in ivory-billed woodpecker habitat, photographing and recording birds and other critters, and savoring the kind of habitat where an extraordinary woodpecker, the rarest species in America, may still be hiding out. As I pack up my camping gear, I'm hearing from people all over, some with words of encouragement, some warning of dangers, or even admonishing me for taking risks on such a wild goose chase. If my goal was to see an ivory-billed woodpecker, it could indeed be foolish to take such a long trip with such a poor chance of success. Fortunately, my goal is very achievable. It's simply to see whatever birds come into my view as I savor the rich habitat where at least one ivory bill has recently been detected. I'm planning on taking bazillions of photos of common southeastern birds, red-bellied woodpeckers, tufted titmice, Carolina wrens, and all manner of easy-to-find birds. And if a rarity comes along, I'll try to take photos of it, too. I'm hungry for a real adventure. Somehow it gets rather easy to fall into routines, especially when you're 54 years old. Most birding trips are organized and planned nowadays, a strategy both to ensure comfort and safety and to guarantee the maximum number of species seen per dollar spent. But there's something to be said for the way I birded when I first started, before I knew the clever strategies of sophisticated birders. I'd just go to what seemed like a cool spot and park myself for a while, peeking into nooks and crannies, listening and watching and savoring. Back then, fun as it was to see new species, every bird was a treasure. I want to adopt that attitude for the next month, steeping myself in deep, fairly old bottomland hardwoods, taking each day and each bird as it comes. Of course, there are plenty of people warning me about cold temperatures and dangerous people and wild animals. I wonder if Lewis and Clark had to deal with so much naysaying before their expedition. A few people have told me I'm too old for this sort of thing. I'm not sure if they think my bones will collapse or if they think people are supposed to outgrow our yearning for adventure at some point. I did a Google search on adventure and found links to a role-playing game called Adventure Quest. Lots of companies that organize tours to various places, including golf courses, and lots of companies that sell equipment and vehicles which are supposedly necessary for real adventure. To me, real adventure is no more than exploring a wonderful place I've never been on my own and figuring out with my own mind and heart what I find lovely, strange, fascinating, and joyful about it. That's why I've tried to go into this without too much pre-planning and organizing. Of course, being 54 does provide me with a pretty long life of experiences to draw from, and being as how I was both a Girl Scout and a Girl Scout leader, it's in my nature to anticipate and plan for problems. It's cold in Arkansas in winter, often below freezing, so I'm bringing along warm sleeping bags and plenty of warm clothing and enough food to keep me and Photon going in an emergency. I've got a cell phone and a first aid kit and plenty of hand warmers. But for me, the whole point of preparation is to feel like when the inevitable problems arise, I can deal with them. When it comes right down to it, worry is anticipation sapped of the joy. So I'm going to finish packing and set off, not on a grim quest, but an exciting adventure. When I can connect to the internet, I'll post news of my experiences. When I can at least get a cell phone signal, I'll let Russ know what's happening, and he'll post the news for me. At the very least, I'll come home with plenty of stories to tell. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.